Ranulf Scarborough from BT has been telling the business ambassadors in the room about the challenges that have been facing the team laying down superfast broadband across Cornwall. And in a rural landscape, it's not easy, is it, Ranulf?
I think it is particularly challenging. This kind of sort of relatively sparse rural environment, no one's really done this yet anywhere in the world, taking superfast broadband to a rural community. And if you think we've got to work with the existing telephone infrastructure, you know, the poles and the ducts, we've got to get out there and survey everything, work out how to get the fast network services out to all those locations in the far flung corners of Cornwall. So you'll see some of the BT teams out there, the Openreach engineers in the streets, looking down holes, closing the occasional road. It is really very challenging. Just to give an example, I know in one of the exchanges, a team were out there, and some of the ducts that are out there, they'd found some tree roots were growing through, a number of times just in the space of a mile, and it was proving a really difficult day, that particular day, to get the cables through. But they're incredibly committed, tremendous enthusiasm, and we're up for the challenge. We got the people we need, some of the best people in BT. So we're definitely up for the challenge. Don't be put off. But if you get stuck behind a BT van, then just bear in mind it's there to try and get this stuff out to everyone in Cornwall. So.
Is this going to cause disruption to people's normal broadband whilst this is put in place?
Oh no, that's a really good question. We don't expect there to be any disruption to the existing broadband service. So, that should not be affected by anything we're doing.
We had questions at the end about technical solutions to getting superfast broadband into places whilst they waited for the main fibre optics to come in. Satellites, 3G. What about those solutions? Do you suggest any of those?
Well, I think the main focus of the programme, what we've agreed to do, with Europe and with the European funding, is to put the right solutions in for the long term, to get those right solutions into the future proof and delivering what we need. We do recognise, we've said that not everyone's going to get it straight away. It's going to take a couple of years to roll everything out. So, we recognise that some businesses particularly may need something in the short term. Really happy to try and work through with them. There are options out there that we can explore. We're limited in what we can do from the programme, because what we want to do is spend the money on the right solution rather than put one in, come back and change it, put something different in. So, our focus is on the long term, but we're really happy to help talk through what people can do, in the interim while they're, trying to run their businesses and compete in the world economy. So,
you showed a really interesting slide about where Cornwall is in the world when it comes to broadband speeds, or where it will be at least when this is all fitted.
Yeah, we've done a little bit of analysis looking at independent figures from, I think they're from Ofcom, in fact, looking at the availability of these sorts of broadband speeds in countries around the world. And if Cornwall were a country, then, we would be up there in the sort of top five in the world alongside the likes of, Korea and Japan and Singapore. These sorts of countries that are very urbanised, so relatively easy to take these technologies to. And we would be ahead of the likes of, obviously the rest of the UK, but leading economies like, Germany and the US. So, Cornwall, really, we are building it to be right up there as a leader.
Final question, are we on track?
If anything, we're a little bit ahead of track. We were expecting to get superfast broadband to about 10,000 folks tail end of last fiscal year. We're actually got to about 14,000, so that was good. We got our first customers connected ahead of plan, and most importantly, I think the take-up is going ahead of expectations, because we've got to get folks to take this stuff up if they're going to see the benefits, both to businesses, but also learning and accessing information, all of those kinds of things. So I think actually we're a little ahead of plan.